This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia writer Beth Kephart is receiving top honors for her story of two young people separated by the Berlin Wall in the early 1980s. She's written Going Over. It's young adult fiction based on a true story. The Berlin Wall drew a line between democracy and communism and divided lives during the Cold War era. It was torn down 25 years ago this month. To coincide with the anniversary, Kephart has been engaging young people at the high school level in exercises and discussions about walls. She joins me now to talk about this interesting project. Hello.
Hello.
Before we get into your time spent with the students, tell us a little bit about the storyline of the book.
This book features two young people. One lives in the West. She's a graffiti artist, and she believes escape and freedom are possible. And there's a boyfriend who lives on the other side of the wall who has dreams but is constrained and doesn't know quite whether freedom is worth the risk.
You've been meeting with the high school students to talk about the Berlin Wall and other walls, physical ones, metaphorical ones. Does the history of the Berlin Wall surprise the students?
Absolutely, and in beautiful ways. In some cases, I've met two students who had family connections there, but otherwise, this is a story they're actually on the edge of their seat listening to and learning about.
How does it engage them?
They see themselves inside these two young people, Ada and Stefan. They ask themselves, even before I have a chance to ask them, what they would do if they were in their position.
You do ask them that.
I do ask them that.
Well, we're going to get to that in just a moment. You ask a lot of questions, very specific questions, and one is, what metaphorical and real walls are we still living with, and what have they shared with you?
The metaphorical walls are the first ones typically brought up by the students. They talk about everything from race to being a ninth grader to being locked inside your own social class or your own mind. And when I prompt them, but often only after I've prompted them, they begin to think about the broader world.
Well, apparently, students were not aware of the physical walls in the world so much, like the Israeli West Bank barrier, the Mexico barrier with the United States.
They are aware it's not front of mind for them. There are brilliant students all across these schools that I've talked to, and they know their history. And in the different schools, there's a degree of awareness of the walls out there. What's very interesting is the Mexico-U.S. wall is the last one brought up.
That is very interesting. Now, you spent time reading to the students about life in Stasi Berlin, about successful and failed escape attempts. And you reminded them that every individual decision has a broader familial consequence, as is pointed out in your story. So you ask, would you take the risk to leave East Berlin? And that must have generated some very moving responses.
Incredibly moving, and some very tough debates between the students themselves. There is great sense of responsibility in these young people toward their own families. And then there are those who said, I'd rather fall on my feet than die on my knees, I think is the way he put it. And when some said, I would never take the risk, another said, are you kidding me? What is life worth living if you don't take a risk? What is your dream worth if you don't pursue it? Whereas others said, hey, you know, if I had to leave my grandmother behind, I would never be able to live with myself.
Sounds like really interesting conversation.
It was beautiful, Jennifer.
At some point, you have students write a poem about freedom, which I imagine would really jazz you as a writer and a teacher of writing to hear what they have to say. What kinds of things came out of that?
Incredible stuff. Recognition that freedom is a responsibility. Some poems were extremely personal. Some were very political. Many, and I would say 80% of them, really looked at consequences of freedom. They understood that freedom is not just given to you. And they have they've written some literature that I will always hold on to and, in fact, featured on my blog, and I love doing that.
Graffiti work was so important on the Berlin Wall for those who were trying to understand it and live with it. And you ask within the confines of these workshops, if you had one thing to say and had to leave that mark on a wall, what would the mark look like or say?
Some of them were very particular to the Berlin Wall, and some could have been left yesterday and were about the lives they were living. One just said, time. We don't know how much time we have, and therefore it's hard to know how to live it. One said, there is no compass without east and west. Some were looking at dreams canceled. Some looked at broken hearts, and many put wings on the backs of young people and let them fly.
Wow. At the end of the workshop, What comes up for these students?
The takeaway I have is that students are willing and eager and capable of engaging in difficult conversations that they want to. There was one moment at Downingtown West where three boys from the back of the room ran to the front of the room. I thought they were leaving. They were actually running to the front of the room to read their poems, which were serious poems. They were trembling a little. They wanted to share it. They want to speak. It's beautiful, Jennifer.
Very exciting. Beth Kephart is an award-winning author of 18 books for both adult and young adult readers. Her latest is called Going Over. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.